श्रद्धया परयोपेताः तेने युक्ततमामताः मय्यावेश्यमनो इमाम् नित्ययुक्ता उपासते श्रद्धया परयोपेताः तेने युक्ततमामताः सुतेषां के योगवित्तमाः योगवित्तमा हु आर सो कृष्णा सेज ते मे युक्ततमा ते दे युक्ततमा दे आर लाइक बेटर पीपल दे आर पीपल लाइक हु आर बेटर मे मताः इट्स मे मीन्स माय मताः मीन्स यू सो दैट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट दोज टू वर्ड्स लाइक इफ वी remove those two words, it means that Vedanta says that Sagunam is better. So here like Krishna says, my view is that me mataha, as per me, these people are better. Why? Because that is easier for majority of the people. So me mataha itself means that this is not the true vision. This is not the ideal path. Ideal means like just go to sadhya bhakti and then directly realize. That is impossible. Therefore, through sadhana bhakti you get sadhya bhakti. Therefore my view is that considering the people that are there in the world, my view is sadhana bhakti, these people are yuktatamaha. These people means who? So Krishna gives like three qualities. So three qualities he gives here. Like Arjuna gave two qualities. Krishna here gives like one more, adds one more, which is very important. So it's like telling, oh, he's telling Arjuna, Madaya, ani marndu poita, you forgot. So I'll tell you one more quality which is very important. If you forget that, then it will not really help. Even though you have satata yukta, you are constantly worshipping, you are doing pariyupasate, but still, if you forget this, you will not realize. Vishnu, I worship Vishnu like anything. Vaishnavas, they worship Vishnu like anything. They always remember Vishnu, everything to Ishvara. They always worship Ishvara in the form of Vishnu. But then why don't they realize? Are they realized? If they are realized, they will not complain that say, oh Shiva, I cannot come. Amma, I cannot come to Amma. Why? She says, Om Namah Shivaya. How can I come? She says, Shiva Shiva. Oh, what? Apacharam, apacharam. What are you telling? That's how people will tell. So, that means like these two are not enough. The third quality that Krishna gives is very important. So, Krishna gives these two as well. So, three qualities he gives. The rest of the shloka is those three qualities. So, the first is Mayi Aveshya Mano. So, Ye means those. Maam. Mayi Aveshya Manaha. Ye Maam. Ye, those who. Maam means me. So maam is next. Okay, I'm sorry. Ye and then mayi aveshya manaha. Manaha means mind. Mayi means in me. Aveshya means enter. So those whose mind has entered in me. Or the other way, I have entered their mind. Both are same. So that means their mind is in me. That means sasata yuktaha. They are always, their mind is always fixed on to me. Irrespective of whatever is the action, it is why pariyupasate. Whatever is the action, they are thinking about me. So, my aveshya manaha. And maam, me, nityayukta upasate. Upasate, they worship me. Nityayukta means ever focused in me. So, their mind is in me. Nityayukta, ever focused in me. They worship. So that is the same as pariyupasate. Those two are the qualities that Arjuna already gave. So those two enough? In that case, many people would realize, like people who are devotees of Amma, they will realize. But why don't they realize? Because sraddhaya parayopetaha. Sraddhaya paraya upetaha. So sraddhaya paraya upetaha means paraya means like parabrahman. About Parabrahman, they, Sraddhaya means like faith. So faith for what? Faith means like they have the faith, means they have the goal fixed as ultimately. So that means they don't just like worship Amma, but they know Amma as Nirguna Brahman to be the ultimate goal in life. That means the form, we can say Amma, Amma, like you are the ultimate goal of my life. I don't just think about you always and do actions with respect to you. In that case, like love affairs or lovers, like they are always thinking about their love, they are doing actions for the love, they are not realized because their ultimate goal is not the person. If the ultimate goal is the person, it will not help. That means if the ultimate goal is Amma, that will not help. So what literal translation means that people who consider me as the ultimate goal. Sraddhayo Sraddhaya Parayo Upetaha Paraya Upetaha is splitting there. So who ultimately consider me as the ultimate goal? Me as the ultimate goal means if it is a form, it's as good as loving any person, any worldly person, any worldly love. But here it means me as Brahman, Nirguna Brahman. So that means those who consider me as the ultimate goal of life, consider me, Nirguna Brahman, as the ultimate goal. That means those who consider moksha or anandam as the ultimate goal of life. Such devotees are better as per my view. That means sadhana bhakti means fixing the mind onto the form, always doing activities as upasana to the form, and knowing Nirguna Brahman behind the form as the ultimate goal. So without that third point, any Saguna Bhakti will not be useful. It will not take us to the goal. That's what Krishna himself says in a way. So the form, so that's the third point is very important with respect to Sadhana Bhakti, that we need to know that Nirguna Brahman or Moksha as Nirguna Brahman, Moksha as my nature of Nirguna Brahman, Moksha as that Amma. Who is Nirguna Brahman? That means when we say Nirguna Brahman, automatically Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. That means knowing that Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya is the ultimate goal, those devotees are great to me. So the only difference between those devotees and Nirguna, Saguna devotees and Nirguna devotees is that Nirguna devotees don't have any action. They don't need upasana. They don't need to any upasana because they are always thinking about Nirguna Brahman. So they don't need any activities as such. So that means like when you do, like it's also like it's a beautiful like shift from Saguna to Nirgunam. So Sagunam Upasana. So first what you do normal activities, Saguna Bhakti. You do Dhyanam, you do meditation, you do bhajans, you do chanting, Archana, all those things you do as Upasana. Then slowly everything becomes Upasana. When everything perfectly becomes Upasana, everything you do becomes Upasana, that means that is Nirguna Bhakti. So that's the only difference between both. Here, the person initially does Upasana and then he tries to do everything as Upasana. When it becomes natural, that is Nirguna Bhakti. So it's like telling, I am learning to drive. I am driving, but I am learning to drive. I am driving now as well. But I am learning to drive. But tomorrow, I am driving. Still I am driving. But it is natural. I am not learning. One needs effort. One doesn't need effort. You put effort into learning driving so that without any effort, you can drive. So Saguna Bhakti is you are trying to like you are. And Krishna says those who worship me with like always worship me means that means those who are trying to worship me, because if you always worship the form, automatically you will realize there's no other way that it is said. Or like if this is tough to understand or apprehend, then we can say that okay, Nirguna Bhaktas don't have any form, Saguna, and they worship everything as formless Brahman, whereas Saguna Bhaktas do the same thing, they don't have any effort there, they are also effortlessly worshipping. But they have the form. They see the form everywhere and worship the form. That form has an vanished for Sugana Bhaktas. And the next few shlokas, next two shlokas, he speaks about Nirguna Bhaktas, and then like as to why he said that Sugana Bhakti is better as per him, he says in the fifth shloka, which we'll see later.
One question here.
Yeah.
You're saying like they see the form everywhere, right? Does it mean like at the end they won't see the form also?
Yeah, that's the way like Krishna will explain. In the sixth and seventh shloka he says as to, like he says, he now has said that Saguna Bhakti is better. In the next two shlokas he says that Saguna Bhaktas worship me. And then the third and fourth shloka he says Nirguna Bhaktas are me. You know, find the difference, like Saguna Bhaktas worship me, Nirguna Bhaktas are me. So that means obviously Arjuna will think, oh, that is the case, then how did you say it is better? So he says, this is better for a reason, because people cannot become me easily. But then in that case, becoming you should be the ultimate goal, then why this Saguna Bhakti? Saguna Bhakti will lead me nowhere if I worship you, I want to become you. So Krishna says that, if you worship me, you'll ultimately become me. So if you are a Saguna Bhakta, if you worship a form, that will lead to formless. It's quite simple to understand. Like you see a form. Initially what do? You see the form everywhere. You see the form everywhere. Like whatever, this is Amma, this is Amma, this is Amma, this is Amma. You keep telling this is Amma, Amma, Amma. That form. And then what happens? The form pervades the entire world. So that means everything is that form. If everything is that form, then two things are not different. If two things are not different, is there any form? Form itself means like two things are there. Like this is a form. I am a form. I am not a form. I am scooter size, not a form. So this is a form. I will take a different. This is a form. This is a form. These both are forms because we perceive difference. The moment we see this as Amma and this as Amma, initially we see these two different but see them as Amma. But if both these become Amma, then is there any difference? There is no difference. If there is no difference, is there any form? Form is not there. So the form, when we see a form, the way to become formless is pervade the form everywhere. See the form everywhere. When you pervade the form everywhere, that form becomes formless. I mean, it's not instant, so ideally like if you pervade the form everywhere, if you have two pots and pani adakal, finally pani adakal vandach. So if you break those two pots, then it becomes one immediately with mud, right? But it just didn't happen like that here. Like we have to do a lot of sadhana, we have to do a lot of practice to see everything as one form. But if we see everything as one form correctly, then immediately the form will vanish. And the advantage is that, okay, Krishna says that the advantage is that, like, I will help you, so don't worry. Tesham aham samuddharta, I will help them, is what he says. Oh, Amma will help me. Not yet, like, if those three qualities are there, definitely Amma will help you. If those three qualities are not there, then we will finally go to Amma and say, Amma, I was a bhakta. I did lot of things, like, I gave food to Hariram. Weekly once I gave food. I encouraged my grandson Rajesh. I gave ride to Srini. I like brought hundreds of people to Amma. But still I have not realized Amma. Krishna says, you will help, but you are not helping me. Then Amma will say, are you a bhakta? Then we'll have to say, I think so. Then Amma will say, oh, she'll call her disciple to bring a Gita book. She'll show you the Gita book. Okay, tell me what this reads. Translate it. And then she will say, okay, do you have any more questions? And I will say, oh, no, I am clear now. Crystal clear now. And then we will have to go back. So that's what would happen. So that's like we have to be that three qualities. Third one is very important than the other two. Third one is very important in life, that I want moksha. If that I want moksha is there, then we will try to see whether Nirguna Bhakti is suitable. Can I really worship Nirguna Bhakti directly, or do I need a form in Amma or any other form do I need? And automatically if we have a form, then Sadhuta and all those will automatically come up. But the third point is very important. I need moksha. That is my goal. My goal of life is just this. I want moksha. Okay, I'm sure.